11 Spoonful. John Sebastian and family there. You didn't have to be so nice. 8 o'clock at WRJN. News coming up in just a moment. Men are cheaters. You heard me. A survey found the ways men cheat when they're cleaning around the house, that is. Dusting around things instead of lifting them up. Wiping crumbs onto the floor. I've done that. Putting dishes in the dishwasher without washing the food off that's stuck to them. Rinsing the shower instead of scrubbing it. Not bothering to wipe the mirrors in the bathroom. Not putting stuff to recycle in the recycling bin. Just throwing it all in the garbage bin since it's easier. And trying to pick little things out of the carpet instead of vacuuming. That's me. They got me down to a science. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Receive Kenosha. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Scott Maiman in Canberra, Australia, where the clock has ticked over to 2025 and revelers are anticipating what the new year has to offer.
Looking forward to watching the Australian Open. Djokovic will be out again. Could be his last time.
And for this man, it's personal.
I'm a New Year's baby. It's my birthday. I'm 68 years old.
In Sydney, fireworks lit up the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge and the biggest Australian New Year's display.
Farewell 2024 and welcome in 2025.
Now with more CBS News, here's Michael Wallace.
Security will be tight in Times Square tonight, where a million people are expected to watch the ball drop. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says there will be raindrops too.
So New York, 46 degrees. Maybe we'll get a dry slot around midnight, 50 in D.C. So that is warm. Detroit, some snow flurries. That's chilly, 34 degrees. 39 in Cincinnati, right around midnight. Seasonal in Kansas City, Minneapolis, Chicago. I think the rain will be done with you guys, so that'll be good.
Much of Puerto Rico is ending 2024 with a blackout. The power company there says more than 80% of the island's residents woke up this morning without power. Former President Jimmy Carter will lie in repose at his library in Atlanta this weekend. CBS's Mark Strassman is speaking to mourners in Carter's hometown.
Plains, Georgia, population 540, now grieves the loss of a friend and neighbor, the 39th president of the United States.
When you first heard...
Crushed.
Andy Walker moved next door to the Carters in 2003. She got to know the former First Family over years of walks, gatherings, and home-cooked meals she made them.
He ate what we ate, you know, bacon and eggs, shrimp boils, spaghetti, lasagna.
Carter's state funeral will be a week from Thursday in Washington. The head of the World Health Organization is calling for peace in the new year after he had his own close call with an Israeli airstrike in Yemen. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus recounted his ordeal at an airport in Sana'a during an Israeli airstrike, and he said these types of attacks must stop.
With a new year upon us, our leaders must bring desperately needed peace to the world.
He said from Gaza to Sudan, Yemen to Ukraine, Haiti and beyond, peace is the best medicine.
In Pasadena, California, they're getting ready for the Tournament of Roses parade tomorrow. Marco Wentz with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance is getting its float ready.
Our particular float, it's friendship across the earth, because you know what? Giant pandas have an uncanny way of uniting the communities of the world.
Tennis icon Billie Jean King is this year's grand marshal for the parade. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ralph Malicki was sworn in as Racine County Executive during a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex yesterday. District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave last June. Health officials in Racine County have increased access to free Narcan. They've installed two new public health vending machines. The machines with Narcan and fentanyl test strips are available 24/7 at the Western Racine County Services Center in Burlington and the Piggly Wiggly in Union Grove. A third location provides access during business hours. That's at the Racine County Public Health Building in Sturtevant. Wisconsin flags will be flown at half staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter. A national day of mourning is scheduled for January 9th. A trash reminder, garbage collection won't happen tomorrow due to the holiday. And connected to the holiday, in Racine and Kenosha, people have options for safe rides home during the New Year's celebrations. You can learn more about the Tavern League of Wisconsin's Safe Ride program and AAA's Tow to Go service at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and it doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I don't like staying at people's houses on the road. Don't like other people's showers. I can never adjust the temperature right. I don't know the ratios on the dials. You know, sometimes a 16th of an inch is 1,000 degrees. There's always that little hair stuck on the wall of somebody else's shower. And you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to touch it. I don't know how it got up that high in the first place. But we have to fight these battles. We're all alone in the bathroom. Whatever goes wrong, you have to handle it. You ever go to a big party, go in the bathroom, flush your toilet, and the water starts coming up? This is the most frightening moment in the life of a human being, right here. You will do anything to stop this. You'll lose your mind, start talking to the toilet. No, please don't do this to me. Come on. You know this is not my fault. I'll get you the blue thing, the man in the boat. Just let me off the hook this one time.
Come on!
Joe Medley, Bobby Hatfield, The Righteous Brothers. You're my soul and inspiration. Local news and time to set to WRJN. Cloudy, rain or snow possible today with a high near 39. A slight chance of rain and snow tonight, New Year's Eve. Lows around 26. A beautiful New Year's Day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 30 for those people dipping their toes into Lake Michigan or jumping in to Lake Michigan by North Beach. It's going to be nice. Sunny. Highs near 30. Cold enough to make it worth your while to do it, but not cold enough to, you know, freeze you into an ice cube once you get in there. So that should be nice. Cloudy and some showers around town, I'm reading. 40 degrees at Radio Park. This probably won't make you smile. If you're trying to lose weight, there are a bunch of foods that supposedly burn fat. Unfortunately, none of them are appetizing. For example, sardines, brown rice, kale, green tea, something called kefir. I never heard of that. It's a drinkable yogurt that breaks down food better. No. None of that stuff is going into my mouth at all. Maybe the brown rice. Maybe I could do that. Tommy James of the Shondells at WRJN. Here's Moni Moni.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Come and learn to stand.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's Woolly Bully at WRJN. You know, I saw a picture of him recently online, and he looks great. I mean, he's gray. You know, he has still has that goatee. It's not wearing the turban anymore. I know that. But he looks like Sam the Sham, just a little grayer. But, yeah, surprised how good he looked. You know, sometimes you look back at some of these rock and rollers, and they didn't age well. He did. Good for him. I don't think he's singing Woolly Bully anymore. But it's 8:17 at WRJN. All right, a survey asked people what's more important, looking good or feeling good. 82% of the people said feeling good. I agree, especially the older you get. That feeling good really, really pays dividends. Survey also found 92% of Americans say they exercise. Yeah, right.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter, Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate, as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glaser says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation: instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominees, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love, baby. It's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of.
love me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true.
Cruel local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy chance of rain and snow today with 139. Slight chance of rain and snow on New Year's Eve. Lows around 26. New Year's Day, sunny with a high near 30. Nice time to take a dip in North Beach tomorrow at 12 noon with all those polar bear people. Cloudy and some showers in some areas of Racine now. 40 degrees at Radio Park. Well, these are the top 10 comfort foods according to a survey. Oh, these look good. A grilled cheese sandwich, chocolate, pizza, ice cream, french fries, mac and cheese, chocolate chip cookies, mashed potatoes, fried chicken, and spaghetti. That is the definition of heaven. I could be very comfortable with those comfort foods, can't you? I mean, that's my top 10 list right there. Nah, nah, hey, hey, kiss and goodbye. Here's Steam.
Mother, my love. yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
McCartney, The Beatles, Yesterday. It's 8:29 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Here's a fun fact for you. When the Beatles were making the Abbey Road album, they originally planned on calling the album Everest. However, they had to shoot the album cover, and the Beatles did not want to fly over Mount Everest to take a cover photo. Just easier to step outside the studios and take a picture on Abbey Road, and that's how we got the name Abbey Road. Funny how things work out. That's 8:30 right now. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now officially Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki. Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County Executive yesterday at a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex. Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki brings over 3 decades of community service experience to the position. Surrounded by family, local officials, and community leaders, Malicki expressed his honor in serving as county executive yesterday. An early morning structure fire at a Northside Racine home is under investigation. At around 3:30, fire and rescue were called to a home on 8th Avenue near Douglas and Shoreland. The report was for a fire in the basement. We're working on learning more. Flags will be flown at half-staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at the age of 80. Governor Evers ordered the flags to be lowered starting yesterday. A national day of mourning is on the 9th. Garbage won't be picked up tomorrow. Check with your city, town, or village to find out when you can get rid of the wrapping paper in boxes. And on the 12th day of Christmas, a village in Kenosha County will light up some trees. The Village of Pleasant Prairie will hold its 12th night holiday tree bonfire on Monday. It's billed as a festive event that transforms discarded Christmas trees into a community celebration. The free community event offers hot chocolate, cookies, and a holiday tree bonfire starting at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Don Rosen.
I grew up in Northwest Indiana, which is part of the Rust Belt. If you're unfamiliar, Rust Belt is a cute, catchy term to describe an area of economic devastation. Rust Belt. I remember the first time I brought my wife home, she looked around and she was like, oh my God, what happened here? And I was like, well, they fixed it up. Used to be beer cans everywhere. There were some nice parts, but we've all been to cities and towns like that where every building looks like it was designed by Stalin. I feel like I grew up in a place unlike anywhere. Like, the first time I went fishing was in the community swimming pool. Every September, they would fill the public pool with fish, and then kids from the town would try and catch the fish before the chlorine killed the fish. I've been telling this to people my entire adult life, expecting someone to be like, yeah, we did that too. Not a soul.
And today, love will keep us together at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. You know, Diddy is still paying Sting for using a piece of the Police song Every Breath You Take in his 1997 hit, I'll Be Missing You. So how much is Diddy paying Sting? $5,000 a day. This is why I tell you, you gotta write a song. One good song, and you're set for life. Sting is getting $5,000 a day from Diddy. Wow. Here comes my baby. Here come the Tremolos at WRJN.
Come now.
Sooner or later, it's 8:41. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I want to thank Gary for just calling, wishing all of us here a happy new year. Right back at you, Gary. Happy new year. We're down to our final, 12, 13, 14, 15 hours left in the year? Four Seasons. Love this song. Here's Ragdoll at WRJN.
She came into town. short and the nights are long.
Toby Gray, local news, Dallas Hits. WRJN. Here's an interesting story for you. This guy in Texas claims Apple's Find My iPhone app has been sending dozens of angry people to his house over the past year, claiming that he has their phone. He doesn't know what they're talking about. He's been trying to get a hold of Apple to figure out what's going on, but they haven't responded yet. And he's getting the local news people involved. He does have two young kids. He's worried about the situation becoming dangerous if it's not resolved, if it sends the wrong person to his house. Again, Apple hasn't commented. Don't you love technology? So all these people, Find My iPhone, are getting angry with him because somehow it's on his phone. He can't get rid of it. Wow. Cry like a baby. These are the Box Stops, 851. Local news, Dallas Hits.
Sing, sha la 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 la. just like that. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, from my family at home and my family here at the radio station, I want to wish you a very, very happy and safe New Year's Day. All right? Happy New Year from all of us here at WRJN.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot for old lang syne? For old lang syne, my jo, for old lang syne, wilt thou cock up, O kindness yet, for old lang syne? Kindness yet for old lang
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. They're ringing in the new year in Australia. CBS's Nikki Batiste says here in the U.S., security will be tight.